Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. It's another day. Time flies now, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Now I'm looking at the notes. Jonathan left me as well. So you're a bit newer in business, right? You have about 2 years?
Yeah.
So I've been in business for well over that, but my own business, yes.
Ah, well, congratulations. How has it been going so far?
It's been going all right. It's starting to go a little better than it has been. I think everybody's kind of hurting right now with this economy, but it's going.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. And what do you currently do marketing-wise? How do you get new clients?
Facebook ads.
How long have you been doing those for?
I've been doing them for about 6 months.
Okay, so you've been doing them for quite some time, and you are seeing a good return on your investment?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, we have packages that offer Facebook ads as well. Now, would you be interested in a company taking over them for you, or are you satisfied with the way that you're doing them yourself?
I have a company doing it for me right now. He's taking care of the Facebook ads, and he built me a Facebook website. Oh, not website,
okay.
Facebook page and all that. So he's kind of taking care of that. I was more looking at websites, Google, all that type of stuff.
Okay. So that's all good information then. Let me see here. So the package that I would recommend then to you is going to be the first page placement on Google. So the first thing is going to be setting you up that Google business profile. So I don't know. I mean, do you know what a Google business profile is? I know some people don't know.
No, not really.
Okay. Have you ever looked up like a restaurant or a service and the map pops up and then the local businesses pop up and you can see reviews, pictures, website, how to contact them?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a Google business profile. So I did look you up. You don't have one. So what we would do is first thing is make that Google business profile for you. And then we're going to have you pop up on the first page where the map is. And it's based off of keyword searches. So anytime somebody searches one of the services that you want to be found for, that's when you're going to be popping up first page. So we'll do that on Google, Bing, if you need a Yelp page, all of those things, the main directories, those are things we would help you out with. We do set you up with a website as well, so you will have that website, a dashboard that tracks everything, so it'll show you, you know, how many people are looking for you, how many clicks, calls, all of that. Price-wise, it is based off of a flat rate, so it's a month-to-month service, no contract. So it's $199 per month. With a one-time setup fee of $99 for all of your programming.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, timeline-wise. So from when we get everything started, it's going to be 1 to 3 days to have your onboarding call. That's where we go everything in detail, make sure we have it correct. Your website's going to be up and live within 7 to 14 days. And then to get you listed for each keyword on the first page, that is going to be a max of 45 to 60 days. We do have to get you verified with Google. So the quicker you can get everything back to us, the better, so we can get everything started for you.
Okay. That sounds perfect. Okay, so how much would it be out the door to do the website, Google words, all that?
Today to get everything started is $298.
Yeah.
After that,
and then that,
go ahead.
Is that like a monthly fee every month, or?
So it's $298 to start. That includes your month and your one-time setup fee. After that, every month is just going to be $199 a month. So to get everything started today, $298. Then we're not going to charge you again until the following month on the 13th and at $199, and so on and so on. No contracts.
Okay.
So everything's month to month.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Yeah.
So let me get your info to make sure I have everything correct. Now, this number that we're speaking on that ends in the 2860, is that the number that you're going to want your clients to call you on?
No.
Okay. What number should we get you listed under?
So I want you to place
Sorry, you kind of went out a little bit. Can we get that one more time? No, you're okay.
It's 830-369-2740.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that. 830-369-2740, correct?
Yep.
And that's the number that you want on your Google business profile for your clients to call, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, for us, when we call you, do you want us to call you on this number as well or the one that we're speaking on?
The one we're speaking on.
Okay. That's good to know. Perfect. Okay. Now, Joe, is Joe short for Joseph by any chance?
Yeah.
So J-O-E-S-E-P-H?
It's J-O-S-E-P-H.
That's right. Okay. Thank you. And what is your last name?
Riley, R-I-L-E-Y.
And your email address?
JoeRiley22@iCloud.com.
Mm-hmm. All right. JoeRiley22@iCloud.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me spell it. My system's pulling it up as wrong. JoeRiley22@iCloud.com.
Yep.
Okay. That's fine. Sometimes my system will tell me it's the wrong email when it's right. So I just wanted to confirm. Now, company name. Sorry if I say this wrong. Is it correctly said Brontex? Or Brontex?
Yeah, Brontex.
Brontex. Okay. And it's spelled. Yes. Go ahead.
BRAUNPEXX.
Perfect. And then paving, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what address, it's okay if it's a home address, we can hide it, but what's your address?
Okay. I was giving my mailing address. It's 301 Main Plaza. Number 106, New Braunfels, Texas, 78130. And if you need to know how to spell New Braunfels, let me know.
I found it. I didn't think that's what it was going to look like. Okay. All right. And question. So is this, you said your mailing address, correct?
Yes.
Okay, is this a P.O. box by any chance?
Yes.
Okay, Google will not allow a P.O. box. They flag P.O. boxes. They need physical address.
Okay.
So if it is your home, we can use your home. That's fine. I just will hide it so it's not going to pop up on your Google business profile.
Okay. I'm going to give you So let me know when you're ready.
I am ready.
It is 2136 North Highway 35. Frontage Road, and that's New Braunfels, Texas, 78130.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that. 2136, it's North Highway 35, North Frontage Road in New Braunfels, if that's how you say it, Texas,
yep.
78130. Okay. All
yep.
right. Okay. Perfect. Now, for people authorized on the account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
I'm probably going to put a lot of the stuff in my wife's name, so should I run it through her name?
I can add her on there. It's mainly, for example, if we call and she answers, or if she wants to call in and make changes, she'll be allowed to.
Okay, yeah.
What is her name?
Genevieve Hamilton.
Can you spell Genevieve for me, please?
It's G E N
IBEVE.
Hamilton, you said?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, what type of services do you want to be found for?
So asphalt, steel coating, road base.
Road base?
Yeah, like base work, or gravel. Well, not so much gravel, yeah, but road base. And chip seal.
Okay.
Slash chip and tar, I guess.
Okay.
Line striping.
Okay.
And crack filling.
Crack filling, okay. Just so you do know as well, on your dashboard, you will see what keywords you're listed for. If you ever want to add or change, you can always do that on your own, or you can always call me directly as well, and I can do it for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, for your onboarding call, it's typically 35 or 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on how many questions you have. They also call you within an hour window. I do have some availability today. We also have tomorrow and Thursday. What works best for you?
Today would be fine.
Okay, so let me see what time I have. Between 3 to 4, does that work for you?
Do you got any later?
I do. I have the latest time that I have is going to be between 5 and 6.
Probably 6, I would say.
Okay. So the latest it'll be is between 5 to 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock would be the latest. Would that work for you? Okay.
That'll work.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay. I'll send you a Google invite when we get off the phone as well. Let me send you a text message. It'll have my office line, and it also has my direct extension. So if you need a reschedule or anything, you can always call me directly. Okay.
Okay.
Now, for business-wise, we're doing you a Google business profile. Is the business licensed and insured?
It is not. I just started to get all this off the ground. For a while, I was working with my, kind of under my dad's policy and
uh-huh.
stuff because we're kind of one and the same. We work with all the same equipment and stuff. It's just a different name, basically. So, no.
Okay, that's fine. But you do have plans to get it in the future, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that works on my end. We're building you a website. So your website's going to be secure. So what that means is your clients can pay for your services on your website. It's adding payment integration. It's at no extra cost. Would you like to add that feature?
And what does that do?
Maybe for your industry, it might not be the best just because you do big, I would assume you do bigger jobs. For example, if you pay for a service, they can pay for it on your website. So if you go do a job for somebody, instead of them giving you a check, they can go on your website, make a payment there for the work you did.
No, yeah. I really
okay.
just go for me.
Yeah, I would assume in your industry, but I still like to ask, so.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
So every day besides Sunday. Sunday put closed. Saturday put through 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
And every other day of the week, 7 a.m. to 6:30.
Okay. So Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Sunday closed.
Yep.
All right, perfect. Now, the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Can I make a payment today off another account? Because my business, let me see what I have in there. How much is it today?
It's going to be, let me give you the, it's
$298.
Let me log in real quick. That's a flat rate as well, so there's going to be no taxes on that.
Okay. It doesn't pay my regular card today, my business account card today.
of me, which and
you do have the option, if you want to pay with a different card today, and then if you want to change it on your dashboard, you'll have access to make those changes at any time, or you can call me as well.
Okay. Okay. Well, then, yeah, let me... Oh, my sister. The phone. Okay, yeah, let me know when you're ready.
Okay, give me 1 second. Is it on the card, does it show Joseph Riley, or is there a middle initial?
A.
A, perfect. Now, the billing on that card, is it the 2136 Interstate 35, or is it the other address?
301. It's the 301 Main Plaza.
Okay, let me get that one again one more second. So it's 301 Main Plaza.
Yep, number 106.
Okay.
New Braunfels, Texas, 78130.
Okay, perfect. Give me 1 second. Let me update that on my system.
This is also the business account card, so it does say Burntex Paving on there as well.
Okay. Okay. 731106. Perfect. All right. And what type of card is it going to be?
The Visa debit card.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
It's 4259-0900-1861-2979.
Perfect. And when does the card expire?
0728.
And then the security code?
434.
Okay. Now, we're going to put a security question on your account. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. You can pick whatever question, answer whatever you'd like. Just remember the answer. You can pick either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay. Mother's maiden name, city you were first born in. Are you going to ask me it? Like, will you guys give me a hint?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, you got to answer your survey question? Okay. Put Ocala. I was born in Ocala.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Or was that the right question?
It's the right question. I was going to try to spell it myself, but I'm like, no, let me just get the right spelling.
Yeah. O-C-A-L-A? Ocala?
That's how I figured it was spelled, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So the way it happens is that we're going to ask you the security question and you tell us. That's how we verify. And that's how you verify as well, because we know your security question. You know, if someone's calling you and they're acting a little sketchy and you just say, hey, what's my security question? And if they don't know it, they're not us. So that's pretty much why we do that. Yeah. So let me do the next thing. The next thing I'm going to do is going to be the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. It outlines your service agreement. If you have any questions, you know, please feel free to stop me. And then you also do get everything through text and through email before we get off the line. I will log you into your dashboard as well. Now, first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Burntex Paving.
Perfect. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Joseph Riley, owner of Burntex Paving.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, and we also will call you from the 877 number that I did send you through text. That's our office line, so just save it in your contacts. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today. That's in the non-refundable amount. It's going to be the $298. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will renew each month on the 13th in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your billing is due so we have time to process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, you're going to get everything through text and through email. I'm going to send you over a text message that's going to have a YouTube video that will show you how to use your dashboard as well. So whenever you have a chance, just take a look at that. We do need things to verify you on Google. You're going to receive an email of what's needed. Later on when you have your onboarding call as well, we'll go over that with you so we can get all that taken care of.
Now, so what is Google going to verify you for? Like, what's to do with that?
Yeah, so Google needs to verify that you're an actual business. Just not a random person can't just say, hey, I have a business, you know. Come put me on Google. Okay. Imagine all the junk that would be popping up.
Now, the only thing I've done to make it a business is I got a DBA. So doing business. I want to switch it over to an LLC, but will that work?
Yeah, that works. Also, what they could do is, you know, take pictures of your business cards, of invoices, of the tools that you use. If you have the DBA, that's good as well. So it's just going to be the different things. They're also going to want to verify that you are at the address that you're at. So it's, doing a video of showing that you're at that address, going in the house. Most likely that's what they're going to need. Just again, this all boils down to they don't want a random person just putting themselves on Google.
Right.
So, yeah, so all those things will help you out with exactly what's needed, you know, and how to do it the best way. We'll go over all of that with you today. Let me make sure you're receiving. Okay, so I'm going to send you over a text message, which is going to be the terms and conditions. So give me 1 second as I send that over to you. I just sent it to you. So it's just one link. It says mylocalsplash.com/terms, and then it has your phone number.
Okay.
Now, this is pretty much going over what we're going to do for you. So we're going to optimize your Google. First of all, do the Google Business Profile, optimize it. If you need to go on any directories, we'll also go over that with you later today. We can do that for you. We'll do your website, Facebook and Google Ads, all of that. You don't have to worry about it. That's something that in the future, if you want to do, you can. It goes over what we charge you.
Is that included?
No. So Google Ads is not included in here. And to be completely honest with you, I don't recommend you do Google Ads right away. It gets very pricey. It's pay-per-click.
Okay.
Yeah, it gets very pricey. If when you start getting some money in, if you want to try it, we can do that and you can call me and we can try it. But to be very straight with you, more often than not, it does not work for companies. We sell it, but I don't like to sell it because of that reason.
Okay.
And it's too expensive. But anyways, that is an option that we can do if in the future you want to do it. If you do get really busy or if in the winter time you're not working, we can do a seasonal hold on your account. So we don't charge you when you're ready for the account to be activated again. We don't charge you another setup fee. We just get you restarted. And then it also goes over the cancellation. You can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do is if you can click on the two boxes and then type in your name exactly the way that it looks. And if you click confirm, it'll take you into the login for your dashboard.
Okay, so which one do you want me to click on?
All the way at the bottom, there's two boxes. It says, I agree to receive SMS messages. I certify that I'm an authorized holder and signer on the credit card. Maybe you need to turn your phone sideways.
Okay, now. On the local splash, speak your local. You may require additional information. Please reply to the email we just sent to fill out. So do I click on localsplash.com, Google? If you have any questions, call.
Are you on the terms and conditions?
No, I'm just on our text messages. Everything is taken in, just looking at.
So there is a link I sent you the link 2 minutes ago, and it says the HTTPS, and then,
yes, I see. It says, I agree to the service of the messages sent to this phone
number.
Okay, so I clicked that one. I clarified that I'm an authorized holder, yes. Take care to type your full name, okay? There's a Riley. Okay, confirm signature.
And you know it went through when it takes you into the username and password login.
I'm clicking on it, but it's just
If it's not going through, it's probably the name does not look exactly the same. So it does need a capital.
Joseph A?
Correct. Yes. It is very finicky. Okay. I am sorry. Technology nowadays.
I know. It's crazy. Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It should be going for now. All right. Username.
Your username is going to be your phone number. And then your password, it's in a text message that was sent to you, but it is best, B-E-S-T, leads, L-E-A-D-S, all lowercase.
Best leads.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my phone number,
and it's the phone number that we're speaking on now, not the one that you want your clients to call you on.
Okay. Well, working on your account, please check number 3 business. If you want to add some photos, click here.
Yes, you're in. You can upload photos now. Yes. So we're going to be preparing everything on that dashboard. It's going to be about 3 to 4 days before you start seeing us starting to have you listed in places and whatnot. But for now, you can't upload pictures. On your onboarding call later on today, we'll go over all the website, how you want it to look, you know, colors, all of that, what you want it to say. If you send us the pictures beforehand, that, you know, expedites everything as well. But we're already pretty much going to start the process. So I have you down for onboarding between 5 to 6 today. If you have any questions or anything before that or after that, you have my contact info with my extension. Please feel free to reach out. But as of right now, we are good until a few more hours.
Okay. Thank you so, so much. I appreciate everything you've done. I'm excited.
Well, thank you, Joe. I'm very excited for you as well. And we'll keep in touch. We'll talk later on.
Thank you so much again.
Thank you. You as well. All right. Thanks. Bye.